Hey, everybody. Welcome. I'm excited to be here with you all today. My name is Portia Wilkins, and I am your purpose midwife. Yes, here to help you give birth to your life's purpose. You know, natural midwives are there to help you give birth and to push that baby out once you get pregnant. But a purpose midwife, a supernatural midwife, what we do is we come into your life before you conceive to help activate your faith, keep you believing, keep you thinking right, keep you just believing it at all time high and staying focused on making sure you get that goal accomplished. Because we all know there are distractions, there are delays, there are so many things that happen along the journey of conceiving a child that can interfere with our faith and our ability to believe that it can even happen for us. You know, my personal testimony is just a testament to that journey. And so if you haven't seen my three-part docuseries, head on over to the website, straighttalkwomantalk.com, so you can see it, obviously, after we get done here tonight. But head on over there, take a look. It's a three-part series. It will be the best investment of your time for those of you who need your faith stirred and activated to believe for your baby. But in the comments, let me know where you're chiming in from. What city, what state, what country? I am here in Houston, Texas, actually a suburb of Houston called Richmond. And I love it here. Me, my husband, my son is downstairs. My mom is here. We're just living our life and doing what God has called us to do. Blessed to be here to do the Lord's work. And so I would love to connect with each and every one of you. I know some of you live in the Houston area as well. We're going to be doing a lot of things in a very, very near future. So make sure you plug in, stay connected. Share this video right now with every woman, every couple you know that desires to have a baby. If it is in their heart's desire to conceive a child, if they have been trying, dealing with IVF and, you know, infertility and low sperm count, like all of the things that happen and get in the way of giving birth to that purpose baby, I want you to share this video with them because it is going to encourage and uplift them at the spirit level to just give them that little extra fire that they need to continue on with the journey of trying to conceive and knowing that God has not forgotten about them. The promise is definitely going to come. And so I'm just here to help them push that baby out. So share this video, chime in. I'm loving everyone who is connecting. I cannot wait to connect on a more personal level with each and every one of you as well. We have a group here on Facebook. For those of you watching on YouTube and Instagram and all that, on Facebook, we have a group called Supernatural Mamas. Supernatural Mamas, M-A-M-A-S. And man, listen, it is a collection of women. God told me to do this, to bring women together, to be that village. You know, everybody talks about it takes a village to raise a child, but it also takes a village to activate your faith to believe for that child. And so Supernatural Mamas is just a collection of women, myself and a few others who have already given birth and those who desire to give birth as well, coming together and just being a safe place for us to connect, share your story and to be an encouragement for that supernatural mama in the making. So make sure you connect over there as well. But yes, share. Tonight, we're going to share just a little bit of a word of encouragement and then we're going to pray. We are going to pray. We're going to pray those babies down from heaven. We are going to pray your faith up, okay? And we're going to increase your encouragement and your belief and keep you activated in doing what is required in the natural so God can add the super, sprinkle that thing on so you can get your purpose baby. So share. Again, my name is Portia Wilkins here in Houston, Texas. I gave birth to my promise baby, my purpose baby. His name is Aiden Nkwachi Wilkins Agumo. Nkwachi is Nigerian, part of the Igbo tribe, which means God's promise. That is who he is to me. And man, my daily reminder that God is so sovereign. He is so miraculous. He is so amazing. He doesn't make mistakes. He never gives up on us. Man, he keeps his promises. And I just, every time I see my son smile, it lights up my world and encourages me to keep going, to keep pushing, and to do things like this. For those of you who are also in the wait as well. You're in the waiting room, ready to step into the birthing suite so that you can go ahead and give birth to your baby as well. And so again, I'm excited you all have decided to join in on tonight. Share this video, please, because it is definitely going to be what I know a mama's going to need. This is something that I wish I had when I was in my journey, when I was looking for that place for support, that place for connection. You know, I had friends and I had family as well, and people who had given birth already, people who had been down that road, but it was just certain things that I needed that they just didn't have, because they did not walk the walk that I walked. Okay. And so, prayerfully, that's what you're going to get here today. So thanks again for joining. Again, we're going to begin started here in just a moment. So go ahead, share this video, get the word out. We're going to get started in about 60 more seconds. Life gets hard as it is, just day to day, going to work, taking care of your family, doing all that, trying to conceive while dealing with the ups and downs and turnarounds of life. It makes it that much harder. I get it when the doctor, your family members, your friends, yourself, okay, don't believe that you can have a baby, or your health is telling you you can't have a baby. There's so many things, your age, telling you can't have a baby, your finances are telling you can't have a baby. There's so many things that are in the way of this baby coming. And then you look on the TV and you see this person giving birth and that person giving birth. And then you see this person giving birth and not even wanting the child. Or you'll see this woman getting pregnant and aborting the pregnancy. You'll see all these different things happen. And you're like, Lord, I promise I'm gonna keep it. I promise I'm gonna take care of my baby. I promise I'm gonna love my baby. Like, I'm married. I'm in alignment. Like, what else do I need to do in order to get this promise? Like, what else is there? And there's different things that you can do in the natural, obviously, to make sure that you are heading down the right path, making sure your diet is together. If you are overweight, making sure you drop a few pounds, okay, that helps, all right? You can't change your age. But that really, for me, isn't even a factor as well, because when it comes to time, God is the author of it. Okay, he's the author and finisher of our faith. He's the creator of time. He's not subject to time. Time is subject to him. Time has to move when he says move. So he can turn back the clock on your situation anyway. So age is really not an issue, but it doesn't negate the fact that your doctor, your friends, your family, and maybe even yourself at times tell yourself a different story when it comes to that. And so where we are right now, where you are right now in your fertility journey, is a result of the words that you've been hearing, what you've been communicating to yourself, what other people have been saying to you as well. So if your faith is low, then that's just a testament of your environment, and there's some things that's going to have to change. And so it is my prayer that you coming here today, that shift is going to happen. Matter of fact, let me just pray right now. Father, thank you right now, Lord. You are great and greatly to be praised, Lord. There is none like you. Lord, I ask that you rest on our time here today. Holy Spirit, rest on every single heart of your daughters and sons who are listening. I pray, Holy Spirit, that it is only you that they hear. Father, I ask you right now and that you increase as I decrease. I pray that if it's not from you, don't let it be said, don't let it be done. We come against any distractions that may be getting in the way of them receiving what it is that you have for them to receive here tonight. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to come before you. You know what's in the heart of every single one of your children that is gathered here today. So it is my prayer that you give them exactly what it is that they came here to get. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Gotta set the tone. But nevertheless, there's a lot of things that happen that get in the way of you receiving the promise or believing that you can actually have it. And that's where faith comes in. So let's talk about what faith is for a second. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, this is the Amplified version. It says that now faith is the assurance, which is title D, confirmation of things hoped for, which is divinely guaranteed. And the evidence of things not seen, meaning it's the conviction of your reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced in the physical sense. So whatever you can, is, you can't, there's no see it, taste it, hear it, smell it. There's no none of that that you can experience, but faith says it is. So even though your baby isn't here and you have not experienced seeing, smelling, touching, and you know, all of that, your five senses have not interacted with the child, faith says it's a fact. It's here. Your child is here. That's having faith. That anyway mentality of, you know what? I want it. I ask for it. I pray for it. I believe anyway. That's faith. It's not wavering on the facts, right? Because you have the facts of the situation is where your finances are, where your health is, where your relationship is. Those are all the facts, right? That get in the way. Negative, 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 negative. But then you have the truth, and the truth of God's word and what it says is that, guess what? If you ask me anything in my name, you can have it. Let's go to that scripture, actually. Matthew chapter 21, verse 22, it says, whatever you ask for in prayer and believing that you will receive it. Whatever you ask for in prayer, like whatever. So that's why we're going to pray again tonight later on. But also in John chapter 14, verse 14, this is one of my favorites. It says, if you ask me anything in my name as my representative, I will do it. If you ask me anything, if you ask me anything. And John chapter 5, verse 14, Amplified, it says, this is the remarkable degree of confidence which we as believers are entitled to have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will that is consistent with his plan and purpose, he hears us. There's that word again, anything, 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 right? What that means? It's a blank check blessing. It's a blank check. So guess what? You get to fill in the blank on that check of anything that you want. So that's like God saying, here's a blank check for your life. Here's a blank check for your health. Here's a blank check for your baby. Here's a blank check for your finances. Here's a blank check for your purpose. Fill it out. Whatever you want, fill it in. Why? Because if you follow these steps that I said, if you follow these steps of asking for anything in prayer and believing, ask me in prayer and believe, you're going to get it. Okay, that's number one. Ask me in my name as my representative, I'm going to do it. Okay, that's the other one. And then it also says, if we ask anything according to his will, consistent with his plan and purpose for my life. So if what I'm asking for is in alignment with his purpose for my life, if what I'm asking for, if I do it as his representative in his name, if what I'm asking for, if I do it in prayer and I believe it when I say it, I'm going to receive it. He's going to do it. Those are the words. Those are the things that you need to replace with the negative and all the other stuff. Like, those are the facts over there, right? But everything that I just shared with you about asking anything in his name, anything, 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 you will receive it. Replace all of that with that. Place all the negative with a positive. Anything, y'all, anything that includes your child. It was these scriptures. It was this word that kept me fighting for 5 years. For 5 years, I fought and tried and overcome everything. I had fibroids. I had gained weight. It was just so many things. My mindset, my marriage, my family. Listen, I go into greater detail on the docuseries. That's why you got to watch my testimony. It's a 3-part docuseries. You got to watch it. It is so important for you activating your faith. I go into great detail. I go into even more detail in my book that I'm writing as well. It'll be done by the end of this year. It's actually called You're Not Infertile, You're Just Not in Timing. You're not infertile. You're just not in timing, man. And just, it's such a rhema word. I'm so, so glad, so happy God has entrusted me with this. But nevertheless, like, all of this is what got me to that point to be even to have a testimony to testify about. You understand? When I'm in my at home and I'm in my car and I'm crying on the way to the grocery store, or, you know, arguing and having a fight with my husband about whatever when the real issue was something else, or just the discourse financially, like all the things that happened with life that was getting in the way of me having the peace that I needed to want to even try to have a baby. Like, do I want to bring a child in this situation? There were so many things going on. And so these scriptures, this word is what kept me. I got up every morning for an hour and I just rested on this word. I rested on it, y'all. And that's the difference. Like, you have to activate your faith by activating heaven. You activate your faith by activating heaven. And you activate heaven by including God in your life, by including him in your decisions, including him in your conversation, including him in your walk, including him in the process. He wants to be there. He wants to give you what you're asking for. The Bible tells us, Psalms 37:4, it says, take delight in the Lord and he will give you your heart's desires. What does the word delight mean? To take great pleasure, to have enjoyment. Remember that right there, you take the great pleasure. If you take enjoyment in God, meaning if you worship him, if you praise him, if you show gratitude, Father, thank you for waking me up this morning. I know you didn't have to, but you did. Listen, Lord, I know I was running late, but then I found out later it was an accident on the road. And that delay of leaving the house is what saved me. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Or how about this? When I did get pregnant, okay, after 5 years of trying, my husband and I were in for business traveling to Dallas. We're traveling to Dallas, and unbeknownst to us, I needed new tires on my truck. It wasn't until after our second trip to Dallas, from Houston to Dallas, it was a 4-hour drive there and back, so we're 8 hours on the road. My husband just so happened to look at the back tire on the driver's side, and the entire tire was corroded. The entire tire was corroded. Now, the whole while there's this loud humming noise on my car. I thought, because I had a fender bender earlier that month, that it was from that. So I was like, oh, I just need an alignment. My car is tripping, but I can hear the noise. And one of the guys that was riding with it was like, no, that's your tires. And I was like, because I had the fender bender, right? And so now my tires are acting up. I just went ahead and said it was that. But after seeing how corroded our tire was, it was only by the grace of God that we didn't have an accident. Because I was actually sitting on that tire. I was sitting in the back seat where that tire is that was corroded, pregnant with our promised baby. Nobody knew I was pregnant but my husband and our family. So we're steadily working and living, and I'm sitting there on this tire that is corroded. We made it to Dallas and back twice without one accident. That tire, it had no life. Like, you can see the wires in the tire. Like, that's how bad it was. It never blew out. It never did anything. I have a Porsche Cayenne, and so there's supposed to be notifications that tell you if something's going on with your tires. So that's when I know when to put air in it, when to rotate them and do all of that. None of that went off. No notification, nothing, absolutely nothing. And so here we are riding in this truck, Dallas to Houston, 2 times, and no wreck, no issue. Why? Because God loves me. Why? Because he's there, because he's sovereign, because he's always protecting, because he's always guiding. And so just to know that God is orchestrating things and covering you, even when you don't realize that he's covering you. He's covering you. Even the things that may seem minute to you and it's insignificant to you are major to him. He's covering you always. And so I want you to know that by taking delight in him, by showing gratitude and great pleasure and enjoyment, and just having God as your father, he will give you what's in your heart. He will give you what you ask him for. He will give you those things if that's what you desire. Okay, now listen, I don't know where you are in your faith journey for conceiving. I don't know where you are in your fertility process. You know, so many have miscarried. some of you may even be like me, whereas you just never seen a positive pregnancy test your whole life. There are some women who have no problem whatsoever getting pregnant, but they just can't implant, or they just can't carry. They get pregnant and they just can't keep the baby. Whatever it is, guys, whatever it is, I want you to know that God is there. He has seen, heard, and understands it all. And it's the moment you recognize that He is the difference is the moment that everything shifts and changes for you. That's what happened with me. I recognized He was the difference. So I changed everything in my approach. I stopped trying to be the one to make it happen. And I just leaned totally and completely on Him. Totally, completely onto Him. Trusting that if He protected me all these other times, He's going to cover me here as well. And that's what activating your faith is all about. It is making sure that you are in an environment that is conducive to you believing for the promise that's already yours. That's the main thing. The promise is already yours. Your baby is already ready in heaven. Your baby's already ready in heaven. If you haven't named your child, name your baby. Name your baby. Activate your faith. Name that baby. Talk to your baby by their name. The way that it will stir you, the way that it will encourage you, the way that it will inspire you. Like, I can't always find the right words to explain it, but it's a feeling, y'all. It changes things. It shifts the atmosphere. It changes just everything about you, the whole dynamic when you do it this way, okay? So name your baby, number one. Number two, pray without ceasing. Now, the Bible says when you pray, He heard you the first time. That is true. When it comes to prayer, what it does, it stirs your faith in wanting to walk it out even more, wanting to go another day, okay? Because you prayed for something, it didn't happen right then what do I do? Well, you keep praying. Why? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The more you hear the words, listen, you got all of these gurus, all of these super galactic coaches, and all of these new age people that are out here really maximizing these principles and getting this and getting that. You're like, man, how do they do all that? They practice the principles. It's simple as that. Now, who they worship and what they worship will lead them down a different path as far as salvation is concerned. But for those of us who believe in God, our kingdom folk, listen, it's laid up for us already. The kingdom is there. We are citizens. You live in your country. So you a citizen of America, you a citizen of whatever country you live in, but your home is heaven. You're a citizen there first before anything else. And as a citizen of heaven, there are certain rights that you have that those who do not claim citizenship do not have. You are the daughter and son of the King of all kings. It is your birthright to prosper. It is your birthright to be victorious. It is your birthright to have what your heart desires. It is your birthright for that. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that you don't understand the authority that you actually have. You don't understand the power that you actually have. You can say a thing and watch it change just by using your words because of whose you are. Do you understand that? I hope you do. I hope you do, because there's a shift that's happening, and it's happening in your favor. Get your nurseries ready. Get your nurseries ready. Name your baby. Go ahead, go to the store, start your registry, begin to prepare, because God said it's supernatural September, and then He said it's birthing season. Listen, it is. It is birthing season. There are women getting pregnant like right now because of the season that we're in. God is not playing. He is raising up a whole new generation, and it's going to be a powerful one, a powerful one. Okay? So get yourself together. and let's go to God in prayer, because I want to make sure that you get all that you can, all the encouragement you can, so that you can continue to believe at an all-time high for what He's promised you. Okay? Let's go. We thank You. We thank You, Lord. Thank You for being who You are. Thank You for being the miracle worker that You are. Thank You for having breath to breathe. Thank You for having a life to live, Lord God. Father, we know that we are here because of You, Lord God. We know that it is only Your doing that has kept us, Father God. You are so great, so mighty, so great and greatly to be praised, Lord God. There is nobody like You, Father. Nobody greater than You, Lord God. You do miracles, God. Go above and beyond, Father. The exceedingly, abundantly, above all, Lord God. There is nobody like You, Father. We thank You for your grace. We thank You for Your mercy. We thank You, Father, that we just have the opportunity to be Your children, and we have the opportunity to have access to the kingdom, that we have the opportunity to have access to Your word, Lord. We thank You for the opportunities that You have given us. We thank You for the opportunity to conceive, Lord God. We thank You for the opportunity to bring life into this world, Father. We thank You, Lord. We thank You for our marriages, Father. We thank You for our spouses. We thank You for our health, for our careers, for the finances to provide for the child, Lord God. We thank You for it all. Lord, You know the hearts of every single one of Your children that have gathered here today. You know the desire of their heart. You know the desire to want to conceive. You know what they've been faced up against. You know all of those things, Lord God. So it is my prayer, Father, that the same supernatural blessing You gave me, the same overflow You gave me, the same anointing You gave me, the same healing You gave me when You miraculously removed my fibroids from my uterus without surgery, the same miracle You gave me when You removed the lump from my breast, Lord God, without any kind of surgery, no chemo, no cancer, nothing, just healed in the name of Jesus. The same thing that You did supernaturally to remind me along the journey through Your prophets to keep pushing, to keep believing, to keep praising, to keep fighting for what it is, Lord God. That same thing that You did sitting on me, resting on me, visiting me every day, communicating with me, Lord God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that You do that for Your children who have gathered here today, that You give that to them too, Lord God. That same peace that You gave me, give it to them, Lord God. They are yearning for it, wanting for it. They desire it, Father. They've overcome so much to even get to this point, Lord God. And it is our prayer, our petition for heaven to rest and get involved in everything that they have going on right now, Father. We thank You for the opportunity to come together, the opportunity, Lord God, to have something to pray and praise about. Father, show us Your miracles, Lord God. Show us Your mercy. Show us the manifestation of Your promises. Surround us with a sea of faith-filled, spirit-led women of God who are fertile in Your word, Father. Women who make baby leaps, Lord. Wake them up, Father, with revelation, Lord God. Make the world stop. Make doctors question their capability because You stepped in and did signs and wonders never seen. Show us what we haven't seen yet, Father. Replace the hospital beds and fill them up that are filled with sick patients, and replace them with birthing women, women who are giving birth to the next generation of kingdom builders, Father God. Turn the enemy on its head. Flip the deck, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Turn sick beds into delivery rooms, filling with the birthing of life. Turn negative reports from the doctor into praise reports in the name of Jesus. Take the sickness and disease and replace it with life, Lord God. Turn their uterus, Father, into a platform for the next generation. A generation that will do what the last generation couldn't do. A generation that will seek Your face, that will turn from all their wicked ways and be a catalyst for real change and healing in our land, Lord God. A generation that will be worthy of edification. One so Christ-like, censorship will be irrelevant, Father. For every miscarriage, I decree and declare full-term carry in the name of Jesus. For every egg that couldn't implant, I decree and declare implantation in the name of Jesus. I cast out every fibroid, every cyst and tumor that has invaded the uterus of the King of all kings' daughter, and I declare it benign in the name of Jesus, insignificant in the name of Jesus, and eradicated by fire now in the name of Jesus. Activate their faith, Father, to believe what Jesus said in Matthew 21 when he told them, I tell you the truth. If you have faith and don't doubt, you can do things like this and much more. You can say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. You can pray for anything, and if you have faith, you will receive it. You can say to the mountain of infertility, you can say to the mountain of endometriosis, you can say to the mountain of ovarian cancer, you can say to the mountain of a cyst, you can say to the mountain of pelvis tuberculosis. You can say to the mountain of age. You can say to the mountain of cervical mucus. You can say to the mountain of an abnormally shaped uterus. You can say to the mountain of fibromyalgia. You can say to the mountain of chlamydia. You can say to the mountain of gonorrhea. You can say to the mountain of alcoholism. You can say to the mountain of birth defects. You can say to the mountain of DES syndrome. You can say to the mountain of scar tissue on your uterus. You can say to the mountain of fallopian tube blockage. You can say to the mountain of a hormone imbalance. You can say to the mountain of unhealthy testicles. You can say to the mountain of a chromosome defect. You can say to the mountain of erectile dysfunction. You can say to the mountain of celiac disease. You can say to the mountain of radiation. You can say to the mountain of heavy metal exposure. You can say to any mountain standing in the way of the promise that God is giving you, and it will go. That is God. That is Jesus. That is the Holy Spirit. That is God coming in and giving you supernatural strategy and instruction on making sure that the path has been made clear, letting you know exactly what it is that you need to do, how to do it, so that you can defeat the enemy and all the things that are getting in your way. Father, give them supernatural strategy in the name of Jesus. Open their eyes to the enemy's plan so they can prepare and conquer. Give them a heads up on the hate from naysayers sent to steal their joy and deplete their faith. Shift the atmosphere in their homes, Father. Restore the romance in their marriages, Lord. Bring both husband and wife together in prayer and in support for each other. Take out who and what doesn't belong and replace it with righteousness, Lord God. Activate their faith like Sarah. Intensify their belief like Mary. Make their baby leap like Elizabeth. Cloak them in courage like Esther. Wrap them in composure and prayer like Hannah. Effectively judge the character of their medical team like Deborah. Give grace under adversity like Rachel. Creative combat against the enemy like Miriam. And bravery like Jehoshaphat. Father God, there is a new generation, Father. Raise up, Father, in the name of Jesus, a new chapter writers. Ones who changed the book of world history, who put you back where the world took you out, Lord God. Supernatural mamas carrying full-term babies in the name of Jesus. All babies healthy, no sickness, no disease, in the name of Jesus. Miracles for the miracles inside of their womb, in the name of Jesus. Stress-free, pain-free pregnancy and deliveries, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Father. We believe the word is so. We believe what you said, Lord God. We trust you, Lord God. We know that you are with us, Father. We know that you are sitting in their homes. We know that you are sitting next to them, Father. You are covering them. You are showing them the way. You are letting them know that you are present, Holy Spirit. You are in this place, and you are resting on this. You are healing right now in the name of Jesus. Wherever you lay your hand on right now in Jesus' name, if you speak it, be gone. If you speak it, heal. You speak that condition out of your body. You tell it to go right now in the name of Jesus, and it will go. It has no choice but to leave. See, there's a rhythm in the spirit. There are certain times where you're supposed to just do certain things. And if you are obedient and you do what you're supposed to do, what God is telling you to do, when he tells you to do it, you're going to get your promise. You're going to get that faith, baby. You're going to be able to get to the other side. You're going to be able to get through whatever it is that's holding you back and getting in the way. God is here. He is ready. He knows. Listen, your babies are ready in heaven. Your children are with him. They are looking down on you, cheering you on. Go, mama. Go, daddy. Go. Go, mama. Go, daddy. Go. Pray. 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 Continue to push. Continue to fight. Continue to believe. Continue to have faith. Continue to do the work. Keep showing up. I don't care what the doctor says. You keep believing anyway. The facts may be you have cancer, but the word of God says by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. So guess what? That's what's going to be. He's going to get rid of that cancer and give you a baby in Jesus' name. Whatever the condition is, you can get rid of it. Remember, that's what the word says. If you ask anything, presenting all that he is as his representative, if you ask in prayer and you believe it while you're praying, you are going to receive it. Period. Don't worry about the win, W-H-E-N, because you've already won. It's already done. It doesn't matter when. Just know that it's going to happen and it's done, because when it happens, it's going to be the perfect time. Okay? And it's not time according to how we tell time on our watches with seconds and minutes and hours and weeks and days and months. That's not the time that we're talking about here. That's Chronos time. God is the author of time. He's not subject to time. Time is subject to him. He created time. So he's operating in Kairos time, which is a whole nother realm. It's a supernatural flow. You can't look. There's no way to put Kairos on the clock. There's no way to put Kairos on a calendar. The only way to know how to be in alignment with Kairos is to be in alignment with God. To hear his voice, to seek his face, to pray every day, to communicate with him, to have a relationship with him. So he will tell you individually where to go, what to do, what to say, when to say it, who to say it to, how to say it to him. Doors will be open from left to right, front to back, flip all the way. Like, there will be nothing standing in your way when you get in alignment with his time. That's all you have to do. That was the simplicity of the strategy that I was missing for those 5 years, that when it finally clicked for me, broke hell loose. Hell didn't break loose. I broke it loose. I broke it loose off of my life, off of my marriage, off of my children, off of my situation. My baby was ready in heaven and I pulled him down because I did the work. Because I did the work. Because I prayed, I planned, I executed, despite the negative, I stayed in faith. Despite it all, I kept believing. I didn't let anything or anyone stop me. I wasn't gonna give up. God showed me a picture of my son, and I held on to that. I remember one day I was standing next to my bed, and I was leaning over my bed, and I was talking to Aiden. I was talking to him, and he was cooing and all of this, and I was sitting there and I'm looking at my bed. There's nothing on my bed, but I was talking to my son. I'm talking to him. Baby boy, when you get here, man, I can't wait for you to lay right here on my bed. I'm gonna kiss you. I'm gonna cuddle with you. We're gonna laugh. We're gonna play. We're gonna have ice cream dates. We're gonna go outside and play in the dirt. We're gonna laugh and get sweaty and just have fun. And man, I'm gonna give you so much love and attention. You're just gonna grow up to be an incredible man. I just talked to him. I talked to him right there. I'll never forget that day. And it was so real for me. God showed me his face. He showed me his face and I can smell him. I can smell him. It was so real, y'all. Time went on. Eventually I conceived. And I remember the day where Aiden was laying on my bed. And I'm playing with him. And the Holy Spirit just came in and said, you remember this? You remember this moment? Remember I told you then? I told you then I would do it. And here you are. He's here. And you're actually doing it. You're laying with him. He's laying in the bed in the exact spot you were before. Because you played with him in faith. You talked to him in faith. You hugged him in faith. You pray for him in faith. You change his diaper in faith. You got onesies and changed his clothes in faith. You did so much in faith, daughter. I had no choice but to give you what you asked for. My testimony is proof that if you put pressure on God's word, he'll have no choice but to give you what you're asking. Baby is ready in heaven. He's ready. She's ready. They're ready. They're just waiting on you to activate your faith enough to believe that they are. And I promise you, when you do, and they come, it's the most incredible thing ever. So rewarding and so worth every part of the journey and the process. I hope you believe more now today than you did this morning. I hope you believe more tomorrow than you did today. I hope you believe more next week than you did this week. And I pray right now that this is the month, in the name of Jesus, that you can see a healthy baby, stress-free, pain-free pregnancy, just like me. In Jesus' name, everything that God did for me, it is my prayer and my hope and my strategy to get God to do the exact same thing. I love y'all. God loves you more. Congratulations in advance. And let me know when you get pregnant, because I'm celebrating too.